listening to National Rock Review.
Hey everyone, it's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com, and right now super excited to get to talk to somebody from one of my favorite bands. We've got Mr. Hank Sherman from Merciful Fate and the new project, Denner Sherman. How are you, Hank?
I'm very fine. Thank you.
Good, good, man. Hey, it must be a sign because I was on my way from work to come home to the studio to do the interview, and what comes on Liquid Metal but Merciful Fate at the sound of the Demon Bell, so I was kind of laughing.
Okay. Cool. I mean, that's one of the old ones, the classic from 83.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, I was kind of curious about this. It seems like you started playing guitar around age 18 or 19. What band or what guitar player was it that really made you want to play?
The one single guy who made me to, you know, pick up a guitar was Ace Frehley of Kiss.
Oh, wow.
I was really suddenly in around 76, 75, I really got into Kiss. And, you know, I just got this fascination for the band. I saw them live in 76 in Copenhagen. Unbelievable concert, you know. Then when I saved up $100 or something, March 1977, I went to this Copenhagen shopping mall, went to a guitar type of, you know, guitar center type of shop, and, you know, bought this Japanese copy, black one, of Les Paul. So that was my you know, first step to try to become a musician like Ace Frehley.
Yeah, no, that's cool. It's crazy to think how long ago it was that Merciful Fate got its start, and those first two records, just truly something unique, different, and special at the time. Who was it the most, you think, that influenced the sound of Merciful Fate at the beginning?
I think we carried, you know, we were brought up, you know, like in our high school was like in the 70s and, and part of 60s, so, but... And I think that, you know, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Uriah Heep, UFO, Sweet Slate, bands like that was the very core of our of my inspiration, though. And then later in I was introduced to Judas Priest. They did the Sad Wings of Destiny in 76 and Sin After Sin 77 and the Stained Glass and all that. So those were my eye opener. That was certainly Judas Priest because they did it differently that all the other bands did. That were more like a hard rock type of approach to it. Suddenly they kind of showed you how to, you know, even like for, you know, the 76 album, Sad Wings of Destiny, there's some really cool songs on there. But especially the Sin After Sin, they started to do some, you know, like the basic heavy metal chords on a guitar. I think that's the first time you actually really hear that.
True.
And, you know, Rob Halford on top of all that, you know, the songwriting, everything was awesome.
Yeah.
And that really had a big impact on me. And I know certainly my way, you know, my alley was like the heavy metal way. And I think, you know, part of all the 70s, I mean, Merciful Fate is very much a 70s oriented, you know, all the musicians back then in the band, you know, came from all the inspiration from the 70s. And not until, you know, Judas Priest and, you know, later on in the 80s and, you know, we started to pick up on, you know, some other techniques and stuff. But, I mean, yeah. We invented it ourselves. And me as the main composer, you know, just, you know, sat all night long, you know, trying to do cool riff, you know, to my liking and just put on a new part and another part. And, you know, eventually that became Satan's Fall. You know, I think I spent maybe... you know, one full week or maybe more being up all night to add, you know, more parts to the song.
Yeah.
So I have that, you know, creative drive, you know, and still to this day, I think it's pretty, you know, fun and interesting and exciting to, you know, to compose a song.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something that I actually didn't know, and I thought I was a big fan of all you guys back then, you and Michael Denner were actually in a band before Merciful Fate called Bratz. It was a little more punkish metal. What was the reason for the change from the punkish metal to more of the heavy metal sound with Merciful Fate?
Yeah, I think that was a natural. I mean, you become a better musician. I started playing guitar in March 77, the year 78, I became a member of a punk band. You know, I started it myself called Bratz, and you know we were influenced by Sex Pistols, Ramones, and all these UK type of bands and US bands, and you know, that was a movement going on back in the late 70s with punk, until Iron Maiden suddenly, you know, kind of stepped out with the new wave of British heavy metal. And even Judas Priest, you know, in the mid, you know, they were not that big. But so slowly regarding the Brats, you know, so, you know, all I could play to begin with was kind of punk rock. And I liked the aggressiveness and the attitude and all that in playing the songs.
Yeah.
And slowly and slowly, it becomes very clear to me that, okay, we need to, you know, step up here. And Brett Scott disbanded, and me and King started the ideas for Merciful Fate. And we already had a lot of the songs that came on to the mini album. They were already in the works by that time in 1981. So,
okay.
So, I mean, I picked up really fast, learning all the tricks in the book from, you know, Ted Nugent tricks, or, you know, AC/DC riffs, or, you know, Judas Priest licks, or, you know, all that. So suddenly you have a lot of licks that you can, you know, make your own, you know, do it your own way and all that. So it really went fast.
Yeah, no, I bet. Now, you got to, this was really cool, actually. You got the chance to tour with Volbeat for a while back in 2012, which was not only cool because I finally got a chance to meet you at that show in Detroit, but I also thought you fit the band very well and what they're doing. How was the experience, and was there a reason why you didn't take the gig full time?
Yeah, it was an first of all, it was very surprised. I got a call from Michael, the front guy, you know, in Volbeat. And I was, you know, very surprised when he asked me, hey, you know, Hank, you know, blah, 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 you know, would you like to, you know, do a tour with us for the gig and tour, you know, with Megadeth and Lacuna Coil and all that?
Yeah.
And say, sounds interesting, but, you know, it kind of took me so much by surprise because I define Volbeat like, you know, a blend between, you know, rock and roll, heavy metal, you know, something like that. So,
yeah.
And I say, hey, Mike, you know, give me 1 week. I need to think about it. And, you know, after a few days, I say, wow, this is really a good opportunity for me, at least to get out touring and, you know, meet people and, you know, play loud on stage. So
yeah.
I certainly, you know, call him, say, hey, Mike, count me in. And then I got, you know, high, you know, the specifics was that I was only supposed to play the gig and tour.
Oh.
And then because they already had kind of a guitar player, they were kind of had approached. So, it turned out that I ended up doing all the shows of 2012. And to me, that was awesome because on you know, one of the good thing is that then I earned a little extra on that.
Absolutely.
And in order to, you know, make a living, right? So, and great fun, really great and awesome guys. Down to Earth.
Yes.
Really cool songwriting, and all the shows were phenomenal. And, you know, even the being a hired gun, never tried that before. That was a little, to start with, pretty weird because normally I'm the one who initiates, you know, starting a band and, you know, kind of take control of the songwriting and stuff. But suddenly I was, you know, just a hired gun, but, you know, full-time member though, you know, at least that year. So
yeah, absolutely.
No, you a great experience, really great experience.
Excellent, man. You and Michael Denner have always stayed in touch, done things together, including your latest project, Denner Sherman. Tell us about your friendship with Michael, and tell us a little bit about this latest new project with you guys.
Yeah, me and Michael are really good friends privately. And I met Michael first time in 1979, it might have been.
Okay.
And he came, you know, we needed an additional guitar player for Bratz, and he came in. And we started to rehearse the songs and, you know, and also with that extra dimension that Michael could provide. I mean, Michael is a natural born talent. He started playing guitar at a very young age. He has, you know, perfect hearing and all that. So he's very tasteful in his playing and like I said, natural talent. So very musical. And so all his solo back then were as good as they are today. So it's like really impressive, like high standard he kind of have. And that continued with Merciful Fate. And, you know, and various projects, you know, in the 90s, we had another band called Sosomess, then we reformed Merciful Fate. Then he stepped out of the band due to family reasons. And then we got back together in a band called Force of Evil. That disbanded, and now we are back together as a team, you know, as partners, as original guitar duo of Merciful Fate, and simply called Dana Sherman. I mean, that felt the most natural to name to name it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Now, the new album, is this the debut album from this project, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Satan's Tomb.
Satan's Tomb, before we even got a contract with Metal Blade Records, we knew that we were only going to, start to, to do a mini album, which is like also an EP or four track. So we were very determined that, we would start no matter what with an EP. So we were trying to sell that project idea, to a lot of record companies, while recording the songs. And then suddenly, I sent the stuff to Brian Slagle of Metal Blade, because we also know him very well from Merciful Fate, since Merciful Fate is on contract with Metal Blade already. And he really picked up on the song, said, "Wow, this is great, man. Sounds great. Let's do something together." And, within 2 weeks, everything was in place with the contract, and we were able to pay the mixer guy and the studio and stuff like that. So
yeah.
So the whole idea, so far has, is going to the plan. What was very important for us was that we kept the style that we, initiated back in 1981, with Merciful Fate and all that. That is like how that is the style we like the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, and since I'm the main composer, that's basically ourselves that have the recipe, and no matter what we do, it will kind of sound of that direction anyway. So
yeah.
So we are really enjoying it a lot.
Any plans for touring with this new album? I know a lot of people would love to see the two of you on stage together again.
Yeah, I mean we got almost daily kind of offers, from promoters here and there, but our manager is right now looking at it all and see what would be best, because the band is we are separated, as Sean, the singer, is in San Diego, bass player is in Colorado, me and Michael in Copenhagen, and Snowy is in Sweden, Gothenburg. So there's a lot of logistics we have to consider, in consideration regarding expenses and all that. And but for sure, we need to get out there. We must go out there and also to show future fans and the old fans that, this is serious. We mean it. And so we are looking to get that first day confirmed.
Excellent.
And when we have that first show confirmed, then we will make a string of concerts around that date.
Excellent. It's good to hear you guys have Snowy Shaw, which I've always thought he was such a great drummer, so I didn't know that. So that's excellent news to hear.
That's, that was our first, even before we talked about, vocalists, bass players or anything, Snowy Shaw was like on number one on our list, because we consider him as, one of the best drummers, with a signature, and his talent is exceptional.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He did an awesome job on this album, and he really shines on every of these songs. So we are really proud that, we succeeded, to get him on board along with Sean Peck on vocals. That fits this band really well with what we are trying to achieve here. So, and the bass player from Colorado, he's like really, really, really solid.
Okay.
And contributes to, to the bottom, with Snow and the drums. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. What's the plan for you for the rest of the year? Are you just going to be doing some press and some promo for this release, or?
Now, we want to continue. We want to keep the momentum going. This EP was already done as early as sometimes in March 2015 this year. So what happened was that I kept composing and sent parts or half songs or full songs off to Sean. At this point, as we speak now, we have about 7 songs done for the full-length album, and only need about 2 or 3, 4 songs more in order to have the complete work for the album. And
excellent.
As it looks now, it will be a May 2016 release.
Okay.
In order to try and follow up as quickly as possible, because if we go out on tour now, we only have 4 songs. in our catalog. And then, you know, we could have two or three Merciful Fate songs that would certainly be required, or you know, from fans or spectators, you know, that we will do that. And, you know, of course we will do that. And then we will have to play songs from the upcoming album as well, in order to, you know, to make a full concert. But so we really want to chase this release with the full length. That's the plan for now.
Okay. Any talk of anything happening in the near future with Merciful Fate? Any kind of reunions or anything that have been brought up?
No, I mean, that, you know, every fan of Merciful Fate, King Diamond, hopefully wake up someday and watch the news and hear the good news about Merciful Fate, is reforming. But, you know, I hope it will happen someday. I mean, for the fans, it would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And also for ourselves, it's always fun and you know, to play with the guys, King. It's like a family, right? But King is now really busy, and me and Michael here with Dana Sherman is like first priority for now.
Okay.
But, you know, everyone is hoping, and, you know, I certainly hope too that it will happen someday for sure.
Excellent. Do you personally, Hank, do you have an end date in mind? Is there a certain age where you're going to be done playing music, or do you think you're in this till the end?
You know, being a creative, you know, being the creative person that I am, that is like what keeps me like going. That's my drive.
Yeah.
If I was only a guitar player that was waiting for someone to call me, if you know, to be in a band, then I would probably have, you know, done something else. But, you know, I just can't help it. You know, I keep, you know, composing songs. I make, you know, music videos. I do a lot of other stuff. And the good thing, because when we were in Merciful Fate, we were in early 20s, 26 years old at that time. We never even saw that far into the future.
Yeah.
And back in the 80s, if there was a band with old guys in the band, then that was not just, it was not hot at that time. Now, the whole metal market, the big players out there, everyone is past the year 50, right?
And oh, yeah.
You have Slayer, Metallica, King Diamond, AC/DC, Motorhead, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest. Them all is really doing brilliantly, actually. I think that's really good for us, me and Michael, and all other hopeful heavy metal players or musicians that love to play music. Because if let's say that the whole youth, the new generation, you know, say, you look like my father, you know, yeah, you know, we like new bands better. I mean, if that was the case, then I don't know. But so I would still consider me at least to have at least plus 10 years still.
Excellent. No, sounds good. Hey, everybody, just to recap, we've been talking to guitar player Hank Sherman from not only Merciful Fate, but the new project, Denner Sherman. Their debut CD, Satan's Tomb, is out now via Metal Blade Records. It's been out a few weeks, so make sure you guys grab that. And for all info and updates regarding this project, you can visit HankSherman.com for all the details. Hank, man, great talking to you. I appreciate your time, my man.
Same to you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.